It's a long weekend. The weather's warm. Let's go to Paris. Clotilde Dussoulier is a 28-year-old Parisian who writes about food on her website, Chocolate and Zucchini. And she now has a new book called Clotilde's Edible Adventures in Paris. It's about her favorite places to eat in her hometown. And she recently agreed to take me on a tour of some of the spots she loves in her Paris neighborhood.
Clotilde? Hi, I'm Ari.
It's
great to meet you, too. Thanks for meeting me here.
You're very welcome.
We headed for one of her favorite local haunts, an award-winning bakery, and we chatted along the way.
Just a few years ago, you were a software programmer, is that right?
Yeah, I trained as a software engineer. I worked in the industry for a few years before my passion for food and cooking overtook my weekly schedule, and I had to let go.
Was it scary to give up a daily salaried job to write full-time about food?
Yeah, I just thought, you know, I have to give this a chance and see whether it flies. We're just going to hop across the street and visit Arnaud Delmontel's bakery, voted best baguette of Paris last year.
Fabulous.
Bonjour. Bonjour.
Well, I have to try one of the best baguettes in Paris, right?
Sure. Yeah. On va vous prendre une renaissance pas trop cuite, s'il vous plaît. Oui, très bien, merci.
Okay, so in your hot little hands, the best baguette in Paris.
Of last year.
Of last year. You just break the end off?
Yeah. There you go. Firmly. Assertively.
Oh my God.
There you go. You can taste the difference, can't you?
Yeah, I absolutely can.
You can hear that the crust... I'm sorry, I'm going to swallow first. You can hear that the crust is... subtly crunchy when you press the baguette, that creaky sound.
A normal baguette wouldn't do that.
A normal baguette might not, because the crust might be too thin.
So the best baguette will quite literally speak to you.
Yeah. If you bake bread, the ultimate triumph is when the bread sings. It's called La Chanson du Pain, so the song of bread, where you can hear the crust crackling as the loaf settles. And
wow.
It's just, yeah, it's lovely.
Well, what's our next stop?
So Les Papilles Gourmandes is a charcuterie / cheese shop. So sausages and pâtés and ham from all over France.
Let's go in.
Bonjour.
You have sausages hanging from hooks from the ceiling, and they're organized by region of France.
So
and
the signs here say... Pays Basque.
Pays Basque, Auvergne, Savoie, Lyonnais, Jura, Corse, Alsace. And depending on whether you want a dry sausage or a more moist one, or one that you want to cut thinly or thickly, or you know, one that has more of a gamey flavor, you know, there's a sausage in there for you.
In the book, you describe things that make good gifts, and I see there's quite a selection of jarred and canned goods in the back. Will you help me choose something?
Sure. Actually, we might ask, qu'est-ce que vous avez des nouveaux, enfin parmi les produits,
les raviolis de canard en pipérade.
Duck ravioli, wow.
Ça c'est très très bon.
There are amazing varieties of mustard here that I've never seen before.
Oui, alors ça c'est une moutarde au cassis, une moutarde au pain d'épices.
Cassis and spices and figs and tarragon.
Voilà.
Hazelnut. Do you have a favorite mustard?
A
moutarde que vous aimez le mieux?
Pan d'épices, j'adore.
Pan d'épices? Bon.
D'accord. The great thing with this sort of products is you just buy the baguettes and spread little toasts with that spread, and it just makes your life a lot easier.
And these are also things you can take back to the U.S., whereas those delicious-looking pâtés and cheeses, maybe not.
You can enjoy while you're here, but you can't really take them home.
Yeah.
Unless you smuggle them in, which I would not recommend.
I have to say, a friend of mine during this visit said, you know, we do have a vacuum sealer. Which apparently is a favorite tool for smugglers to take a camembert back.
Yeah, because the dogs can't smell stuff through a vacuum sealed bag.
Merci beaucoup. Merci.
À bientôt. Au revoir.
You undoubtedly know this, but you are living the dream of millions of people the world over.
It's hard to think about that on a daily basis, but what I do know is that I thank my lucky stars.
Well, Clotilde, thank you so much for showing me your neighborhood.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
My mother's going to kill me for talking on the radio with food in my mouth. With my mouth full. I'm sorry, Mom.
Ah, oh, c'est bon. C'est bon, je suis bon.
An edible adventure in Paris with food writer Clotilde Dussoulier. You can find an excerpt from her book and her recipe for pear and chocolate tart on our website, npr.org.
C'est bon. C'est bon. C'est bon.